All right, folks, welcome back to Mountless to Wire podcast. Website, as always, mwire.com. Facebook, Twitter, Mountless Wire, MWC Wire. Just search Mountless Wire. You'll find us. Jeremy Moss here. I'm not going to edit that out, Matt, because I don't need to. And that's Matt Kennerly, who's going to probably chuckle at me mispronouncing another name, and it's my own.
I'm going to say it's in keeping with tradition. So
we're on brand, right?
Yeah.
Hey, at least we don't have to worry about Tyrod or Tayrod Taylor, whatever they're going with.
Tyrod.
I thought it was Tyrod. We're not going to get into that, are we? We don't need to.
No.
I have no clue. I just like, oh, that guy who's not going to be starting quarterback for the Browns after week three.
Yeah, so, we'll see.
We'll see. Whatever. It's not a big deal. It's just what we do. Vigil. What do we got here? Me can't pronounce
exactly.
It. Here's the thing, too. Any Polynesian name that comes out, first try, nobody's going to get it right unless you're actually like Polynesian or Tongan or Samoan or something. So give me a break, right?
Unless it's, you know, Haliki Kali'aliki.
Hey, I'm one of the few people who can say Star Lotulalei correctly.
That's true.
I hear Lolotuli. No, it's Lotulalei. But here's what we're not talking about pronunciation. This is not the pronunciation podcast. This is our Mountain West. What do we call this? Our grand preview, our big preview, since we've done every single team so far.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a good way to call it.
May until now. We are officially game week. We will have a week zero preview podcast later this week. So check our feed over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, wherever you can buy your free podcast. We're there. And we may have a bonus interview maybe with a New Mexico State person this week, potentially. So
very nice.
We're here. We're going twice a week. I might do a few more because I have time to maybe interview a few out of conference opponents I didn't get to in the offseason. So that might be something coming down the pipeline. So check for that. But this week, it's our big Mount West preview, and Matt, how excited are you, even though Fresno's 2 weeks away from playing?
Well, I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready for Wyoming and New Mexico State. I'm ready for Colorado State, Hawaii. I'm ready for Duquesne and Rice. I'm ready for Prairie View, and I forget who.
No, Prairie View plays Rice.
Oh, the Prairie View plays Rice. Who does Duquesne play?
UMass.
I'm trying to remember now. UMass. I'm ready. ESPN apparently is not ready.
That's what I'm about to bring up. They don't know how to count.
Yes, and they keep doing it, and it's really, really irritating, especially considering that they're broadcasting two games on their own networks.
Yes, they have what the New Mexico State Wyoming game is. I believe tickets are still $3 if you like to go to those games. Mm-hmm. ESPN2 is going there. ESPN Plus is doing the Prairie View game, I believe. Prairie View Rice. And let me ask you this: Do you have ESPN Plus, Matt?
Not yet.
Have you used your free trial yet?
I have not.
I used my 30-day free trial. I stopped, added back on. This is not a plug for them, but my main reason, I don't really care about the college football games too much. Too much, I'll emphasize. But they have the 30 for 30 whole library, and I've missed quite a few of those. So I'm going Very in nice. To watch those. They do have there's a show, I'll Take That Bet. That's pretty interesting. It's a quick 20-minute show. And so they get a few things on there. If you like off-beaten sports, lacrosse, or I guess the big deal with, Ronaldo? Is he in Juventus right now? What is that? Juventus?
Juventus
Sierra A League yesterday. I noticed that on my front page every second of the day. But yeah, ESPN should be ready since they're broadcasting two of the games.
Can we also give a shout out to Joe Parker, the athletic director at Colorado State, who is very politely reminding ESPN at pretty much every turn that they are playing a game, you know, 5 or 6 days ahead of where ESPN keeps saying that the season is actually going to start.
Because, yeah, it's I don't know. Are they really diving into UCF UConn for that first game?
They are just really disrespecting Week Zero, and thankfully for us, we are leading the charge to promote Week Zero, which will, as you have mentioned, we'll get into that next week.
Conference game, Wyoming, New Mexico State. It'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting.
It's gonna be good.
So let's get to our big preview. Here's what we're doing. We're gonna really quick. If you missed any of our other preview podcasts, please go back and find them. I've been retweeting a lot of just retweeting those again throughout the past week or two, and I will, because we only got three games, week zero coming up. Week one, I'll put all these previews out again on our Twitter again, MWCWire, so check that out. But go back and listen. So every 12 school since May, we've been guiding you this whole offseason through love and hate of what we're talking about. So go back and listen to those. But we're going to really quick, because we know everybody has to listen to Matt. We're going to go through super quick our – okay, how are we going to do this? Because I brought this up. We should mention our complete scheduling predictions. I did not order put my teams in order of finish. I just kind of typed in the first show as it went, like New Mexico, Air Force, Colorado State. I didn't put them in any order. Are yours in any order to know order of finish?
Yes, they
okay,
are.
Okay, so I did it unprepared.
I did it one week at a time. I was a little more prepared because, yeah, like, obviously when we begin, you know, with teams like New Mexico and things like that, you know, I have to come up with wins and losses for them. And so I fill it in as we go, which is why I'm really thankful I was able to put off Fresno State and Boise State until the last possible minute, because mm-hmm. it literally gave me all summer to think about that.
It did. I just didn't put them in order of mount. I have the record, but not the order of finish, so... We'll go.
No, I've got my spreadsheet, so I'm good.
So how about you lead the way? Do you want to start in the Mountain Division, I guess?
Yeah, let's do that.
Since we finished with them last, so this is our order of finish. We'll make it quick. It's not going to be boring. One quick question, though, Matt, because people want to know. Are you and I allowed to make any changes to these picks?
That is entirely up to you. You are an adult, and you can make your own decisions. But for me personally, unless there's like a significant injury of some kind, I tend to stick with what I have.
There's been nothing, like I joked, I think last show I mentioned this again, like the only big thing last year was a James Butler, Nevada, 4th of July transfer to Iowa. That was a huge deal for them. But I don't think there's anything big. Yeah, there's been some quarterback announcements, like CSU has their depth chart, Carter Samuels, starter, not surprised anybody. Richard Body not in there too deep is quite surprising to me, but he missed a few practices. That's not big enough to say, I'm going to make a change. Because Wyoming, I guess we'll talk about next year. I don't think they've released their first week depth chart yet, but there's been nothing huge to say, I'm making this change based on a player leaving.
The biggest injury I can recall offhand, and this I think was from yesterday, was that Air Force lost one of their starting safeties, James Jones IV.
Yes, I saw that. That's about it. But that's, again, that's Air Force defense. What's that going to do? And big scheme, I mean, big picture thing. Is it going to cost him two wins or losses? Probably not.
Probably not. Like, there's no Colin Hill type injury or anything like that.
Sure, in season. So here's where you start off. So should we go worst to first, I guess?
Yeah, let's do that.
As we go, I guess I should type mine up as we go here to be prepared when I do our post later on. So I assume it's New Mexico. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have them at 2-10, 0-8 in conference.
0-8, really?
0-8, yeah.
Oh, so do I. That's fine.
And then at in fifth, I have Air Force at 4-8 and 2-6.
Okay.
In fourth, I have Wyoming at 6-6 and 4-4. Third, I have Utah State at 8-4 and 5-3. Second, I have CSU, Colorado State at 9-3 and 6-2. And then winning the Mountain Division, I have Boise State at 11-1 and 7-1.
Who is their loss again to Boise State?
That would be against Fresno.
I'm just making sure. I honestly did not recall. I wasn't just saying, hey, who's that loss to? Not to pump you up. I was like, wait, was it San Diego State? But because that's a reason. It's tough. That's a good schedule. So I have New Mexico 6, Air Force 5th. Here's my thing for Air Force. What's your record in Air Force again? 3-9?
4-8.
4-8. I'm 3-9, but this is a team that I've said before a couple times, they could win like 2 games or maybe 7 games.
And I would agree with that again.
I'm just not to be, you know, I mean, not just because they're, well, partly because they are Air Force, what the offense they run, but it's all predicated on the defense. But so I have them 3-9. Because here's the thing, Troy Calhoun, I think he's only missed entering year 13, I think, right? 12 or 13, over a decade. And only 2 of those years, he's never been to a bowl game. So if you're betting the under, like we are quite low, it's a rarity that this is going to be the case. They do lose a couple, like Tim McVay, a couple running backs. They do have 2 good quarterbacks back there, Arian Worthman and Isaiah Burse, right?
No, that's a former Fresno State receiver. You were thinking of Isaiah Sanders.
I knew that name. I'm like, Burse, that doesn't sound right. Burse was in the NFL for a couple years, wasn't he?
I believe he's still in the Chargers roster.
Congratulations. Get that paycheck, man.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they have 2 good quarterbacks. I was like, you can tell my confidence, like, Burse? No. Sanders, who played well at the end of the year. But they are 3-9 for me. They are sitting at typing at the same time is not good. I should have done this before. So, 5th for Air Force, I have CSU 4th, I believe. Yeah, CSU 4th. Do you have mine written out in front of me, just making me sweat here and not doing it properly?
No, I do not.
No, I have CSU 4th, 8-4. I have them with 3 league losses. I have Wyoming next at 9-3 with 3 league losses. Utah State's a big one there. Utah mm-hmm. State at second, and then Boise State at first at 12-0.
All right.
So comment as you wish to me on Twitter if you hate this or love this. So,
well, it's interesting because I think that we have, you know, for the most part, you know, the predictions are a little bit boring just because they're mostly the same. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be interesting to watch how Wyoming and Colorado State, you know, how their season unfolds, because I think that you were more optimistic about the Cowboys and I am more optimistic about the Rams.
Yeah, that's true. I'm actually coming around Utah State, even though I have them second.
And I think it's mostly a matter of how we're both thinking about their offenses, mm-hmm. because I think that, you know, I think we're both probably in agreement, and maybe I'm alluding to something that we'll talk about a little bit later, that Wyoming's offense overall will be at least a little bit better.
It can't be worse, Matt. I'm telling you, it cannot be worse.
But, you know, and we'll talk about this at length more probably in our Week Zero preview, but, you know, maybe outside of, you know, people who cover the Rams and follow the Rams week in and week out, I'm very optimistic about how that offense is going to come together, even despite losing, you know, a first-team all-conference quarterback and a Biletnikoff finalist at wide receiver. I think they're still going to be really good on offense, and I think that a lot of people are sleeping on them.
Maybe I am a little bit. It's also concerning with A.J. Carter Samuels being the starter. We know he's at Washington, a highly recruited guy, was going to go hang out with Chip Kelly at UCLA. That whatever happened, end up at CSU. So maybe he's that good, and he can do it because you mentioned multiple seasons throughout. You don't trust or aren't it? Well, not trust, but grad transfers usually don't pan out very well.
Generally speaking, I'm a little bit skeptical.
As you should be. Like Russell Wilson's not walking through the door every time, even Marcus McMarion. What he did last year was well above average compared to most, like Jeremiah Masoli. And whatever guy's transfer, that's one of the big names, Oregon to what, Ole Miss years ago. I guess Baker Mayfield was a regular transfer. That's a different story, but it's usually not the case. And I think, Carter Samuel's eligible. He's a grad transfer, even though he has, 2 years of eligibility. Is that correct?
Yes.
It'll be interesting. If he plays well, Rams next year, 2019?
You never know. Whew.
All right, so, yeah, but you're right. I'm chatting with a few guys about Utah State. They are loving the running game. And if that's the case, and if they can get that finally turned around and be healthy and a consistent line, they're going to probably finish second and make a bowl game. Quite easily, well, I might add, too.
Yeah, and I think that what's interesting about them is, like, they don't necessarily need, you know, one guy like an Alexander Mattison or Lexington Thomas, rather. You know, the guys that are getting a lot of hype, you know, if they can find two or three guys, which it seems like they have, to run, you know, somewhere between 600 and 800 yards, mm-hmm. you know, as long as they're moving the chains consistently, you know, it's not going to take a lot for them to push their offense forward in the right direction. And I mean, let's not forget, they were right around the league average last year as far as yards per carry. They were 4.6 yards per overall. And a little bit better than that in conference play. They ended up third in the Mountain West with 5.35 yards per carry. So if they can top that even, you know, if they could push that a little bit further in the positive direction, especially early on in the season, you know, that I think is going to help the Aggies be able to hit their ceiling, you know, a lot more than if they sputter on the ground, rather.
No, it's true. It's just they've been, like, well, they've been average. It's also, I'll come back to this until it changes. They are not winning close games. One possession, 8 points or fewer. I believe they're, 1-12 the past couple years.
Yeah.
If that changes, like, even if they're 50-50, they would be, people would tell, they could have a very good chance to win the division. Like, mm-hmm. that's 13 games in 3 years. Go 6-7, 7-6. I don't know what the typical averages for one position wins or losses. That'd take a lot of research, but give me a couple more wins, they probably would have made a bowl game that 1 year they didn't go to the bowl game. There'd be no reason for Wells to be on the hot seat at all. And so it's, and their defense too, with Gary Anderson, he's been gone for a couple years. Defense is finally getting to the level where it might be at the peak from a couple years ago, close to it, not exactly where they're dominating, having multiple guys drafted, but their defense is getting there. Jordan Love being the guy, super confident, he's ready to go. He's been Trekkie Keaton's back coaching him, so it's like, what can go wrong, right?
Yeah, and they definitely have the schedule to make a run for the conference crown, too, just because they avoid Fresno State, they avoid San Diego State, And while they do have to finish up the year at Colorado State and at Boise State, you know, if they can, you know, win those winnable early games early on, you know, they're going to look formidable when they go to, when they get to November.
Like my, I have them at 9-3. I have them losing at Michigan State, which is very likely. Who knows? Maybe something crazy will happen, but I don't see it happening. I have them once they go to at CSU at Boise, 9-1. That's, have they ever been 9? Well, I know, yes, they have. The year they almost beat Wisconsin, and have they made a field goal, gone to a big money bowl game? That's too long ago to rehash, right? Again. Yeah, I think so, something like that. A couple years
ago. That was the year they finished rank, I believe.
Yeah, I think their 25th is NIU, who went to the Orange Bowl and got slaughtered by Florida State. But
I do remember that.
But I just remember I just remember the play. It's like Chucky Keaton's back there. It's like, not to rehash the whole thing, but instead of going for a couple yards to help your kicker out, they do some weird, try to go deep and don't get many, get like 0 yards on a third and long, and they have to kick a super long field goal instead of trying to get him like three or four yards. Would they have, I believe that was the year they had Robert Turbin back there, one of the running backs with the Seahawks over the past couple of years. But whatever, it maybe that'll happen again. Who knows? They'll be that good. But Utah State, they're gonna be fine. All the games, like, they go to Wyoming, that's tough. And their schedule plays out nice. Like you said, New Mexico State will be interesting. Tennessee Tech, fine. Air Force, it's at home. At BYU, I don't trust BYU yet until I see them play. UNLV's at home. At Wyoming, could be a flip game where they could drop that. But like you said, they don't play Fresno or San Diego State, so that helps a ton. And one thing we didn't discuss last week, we meant to, they made the rule changes for the title game.
That's true.
It is now, shoot, I don't have it in front of me, I should have. Is it division record, correct?
Head-to-head gets a lot more emphasis now.
True, but I mean, it goes by division record first and foremost, right?
I think so.
Let's look this up. I'll look that up. You start with your West Division teams then.
Okay, so bottom to top again. So in sixth, I have Hawaii coming in at 2-11, 0-8 in conference. I have San Jose State, 2-10, 1-7. And then a big jump, but I have Nevada in fourth at 7-5 and 4-4. I have UNLV also at 7-5, but at 5-3. San Diego State 10-2 and 6-2. And I have Fresno State at 12-0 at 8-0.
All right. So here's what it is. Host determination. The Mountain West Football Championship game shall be played at the site of the divisional champion with the highest winning percentage in conference games only. Note, winning percentage, because what if a game gets canceled or something instead of overall record? And in conference games only. So that fares well to, I'd still say, do you think the Mountain Division is still head and shoulders above the West?
I think it's closer than it has been the last couple of years. But I would say that, yes, it's going to be a harder fight to the top of the mountain.
So, like, people a couple years ago with the Aztecs Falcons title game, there is that when they went by computer numbers, how close it was, could Air Force host with like four losses or something overall? So it's good about winning percentage, which does benefit, like, say, Utah State. Being serious, like, because they miss Fresno and San Diego State, they have a pretty big edge to say something bounces right. Say they split Boise, CSU. Maybe that'll be a difference with one conference loss overall. They win the division, they can host over San Diego State. Here's where it gets interesting. It's hypothetical, but bear with me, folks. Utah State, this would be a good test for this, because Utah State misses Fresno and San Diego State. It's quite plausible that Fresno, San Diego State, and Utah State all have one conference loss. And let's just say Utah State gets the tiebreak or whatever it may be, wins the Mountain Division. They don't play each other, the other two West Division teams. So here's how the tiebreaker works. Head-to-head result doesn't matter because they didn't play. It's still tied. It goes to our lovely playoff committee rankings. If one team was ranked in the latest available CFP selection committee ranking and wins in the final weekend, which basically happened to Boise. Oh, no, it did not happen because last year was not the case. I'll read it directly, not interject here. If one team was ranked in the latest available CFP selection committee ranking and wins the final weekend of the regular season, they will be declared the host. If in that same scenario, the team that was the highest ranked team in the last available CFP selection committee ranking loses in the final weekend of the regular season, a composite average of selected computer rankings will be used. So if Utah State wins the division, that could come in play.
We probably should have had people write this down.
before I did. But
I'm just nodding along on my end.
True, it is quite a bit reading through. I'm like, wait, what? Wait a minute, because last year it was Fresno was ranked, or no, Boise was ranked but lost, but still got the host. Correct.
Yes.
So in this scenario, because this is the exact same scenario, so they're not going to use the new rankings on Sunday night. They're going to use whatever was available the week prior. So let's just say Utah State's ranked, which if they have one, two losses, there's a possibility. Both teams could be ranked higher, whoever who's ranked. If Fresno or San Diego State have one loss or two, decent chance they're going to be ranked. And so here's how, let me kind of break it down a bit clearer, hopefully. So they'll be declared the host if they win. So whoever's ranked higher in their most recent playoff rankings, if in this scenario, will host. Simple enough, right? So there you go. That's the Cliff Notes version. And but if they lose, they don't host, essentially. Or no, excuse me. No, let me rephrase it. Let's just say, okay, this is getting weird again. I'll make this as simple as possible. If the high, here's what it is. If the team that was ranked highest, let's just say Utah State was ranked higher, loses, a composite average rankings will be used, which is odd because what if two teams are ranked and Utah State loses, whoever's ranked higher loses, but the team below wins?
I have a feeling we should probably not worry about this stuff until November.
I was just curious. I just wanted to bring it up. I know. No, you're correct. That just came to my mind last second. So let's hope this doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, let's.
Actually, I want it to happen because it's drama, and I want good, cool things to happen like that. I want intrigue. But yeah, let's move on. Let's go. My West Division picks. I have Hawaii at the bottom going 0-4 in conference play.
Mm-hmm.
That means San Jose State wins. Just letting you know, folks. They win a conference game again. San Jose State's fifth at, 2-10? Do I have them? Yeah, 2-10. Then I have a UNLV team at 6-6 where they do not win the Fremont Cannon. And then people are going to make fun of me. I have Nevada 8-4. Pausing for laughter on the podcast end. Earbud end. Mm-hmm. 8-4. And having lost to Fresno, Boise, and San Diego State all at home. Then I have San Diego State with 9-3 with a Stanford, Boise State, Fresno loss. And then I have Fresno State with a one loss to Boise State.
All right.
So let's talk about the division real quick. I was thinking about it. Let me go back to Nevada really quick because people are going to – I'm intrigued by Nevada, as everybody knows. I don't know if I didn't look closely enough or never dawned on me too much. I know they have a great home field advantage, but they got – their three toughest games are at home.
Yes, they are.
Are they going to really lose all three of those games?
Well, I mean, they are against the class of the conference, so I'm not going to say no.
But what I'm getting at is, like, maybe I'm too high in their offense. I just think they'll put up a lot of points. Defense is a huge concern. I get it. But they have a great home field advantage. One's a rival game. I know back-to-back Fresno, Boise. That stretch is hard, too. Don't get me wrong. It's the Fresno, Boise, at Hawaii, and then back home to San Diego State. Mm-hmm. Is there a bye in there? I just have their schedule in order. Do you know if there's a bye week between any of those games?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. But, like, realistically, I think they have a decent chance to knock off at least one of those teams.
So if you had to choose one.
Oh, there we go. I knew it. It's coming. I think I said this in the Nevada podcast. I'd pick San Diego State.
All right.
Because, let's just say Nevada gets out to a quick 17-0 lead, 17-3 lead, something double digits in the first quarter, first half. Aztec's offense isn't built upon scoring lots of – they can. Don't get me wrong. I've seen them do it. But it's not the norm where they go out and score 45 points in a game, typically. They can. I wouldn't be surprised to say Juwan Washington or somebody who – not just running back, but returning kicks, where it's been a huge play. That's why they beat Boise State a couple years ago. And they had against Fresno, I believe. They had that as well last year. They could do special teams plays to get on the board quickly, but Christian Chapman, for how good he is, and we've seen him do big drives and be clutch, I don't see him doing it a full game where they're down 15 points, 14 points, having to throw 35, 40 times. They're still going to hand the ball off to Washington, run, and hopefully he has huge gains on the ground. But if it's going to rely on Chapman to need to score to keep pace, I don't know if that'll happen. That's the most likely game because – that's my point, because Aztec's offense doesn't normally score a lot of points. If they're down early, I don't know. I'd give Nevada a pretty good chance at home if they're up, say, 17-6 at halftime.
I think a lot of it is going to depend on how well that offense can take care of the football, because one of the things that you can look back at last year's games is, you know, in the nine games that they lost, you know, no team in the conference, or in losses, rather, I should just say that in general, no team in the conference but San Jose State threw more interceptions than in games that they lost than the Wolfpack did last year.
Sure, they and yeah, you're right.
And they threw the ball more often than anybody except for San Jose State in the games that they lost. So I think if they can just improve a little bit in that regard, like if they can improve in their capacity to rally when they're like down by 7, down by 14 and things like that, you know, I think that, you know, that will be able to give themselves a shot to reach their ceiling.
Sure, they're true. And the wins, the three wins they had, they're plus 5, which is dumb because that's a pretty good, easy stat to look at. But you're right. In those losses, if they had 18 total turnovers, 13 picks. So they throw a lot, so there's going to be more chances. But that's the team I'd pick. If you had to pick a team, what would be the most likely upset for Nevada at home between those three? Or would you not pick any at all? Because you can go that way too.
I don't think I would. No.
No?
I think I'm pretty confident in my projection there.
Okay. I am too. I have all, for the record, I have all three losses for Nevada, but my, I don't know why I'm thinking they're a decent chance to do something, but all right. So any other team? So in the division, shoot, I have too many tabs here. In that West division, I have Fresno winning. You have Fresno winning. Should we go to the title game or do we need to go to bowl selections really quick? Keep people waiting.
We can do whichever one you want.
I have 8 bowl teams and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so do I.
Are all 8 teams going to go bowling? No. Are there going to be 8 teams to go bowling? No. Are bowl eligible? No. I'll say that right now. There won't be. Because I have 4 West Division teams who are 6 wins or more. Mm-hmm. As you do as well, correct?
Yes.
That's not going to happen, is it?
You never know.
It's true, but it's not going to happen.
The West Division is better than it has been the last couple of years.
True. But realistically, like if there are 8 teams, are they all going to go to the bowl game? Because we know the Pac-12 is not sending any teams with 5 wins. They're like, nope, sorry. Air Force is first-line APR if they get 5 wins or close. Mm-hmm. But there's only 5 – let's go to the bowl. There's only 5 bowl positions locked in for the Mountain West.
Yeah, I mean, even if things break out the way that I think that they will, with, you know, a team from the Mountain West going to – a New Year's Day bowl
Spoilers,
game.
Spoilers, we're not there yet.
Oh, well, whatever. I still think that, you know, there's still not going to be enough space for that.
Here's their lineup really quick. We have the Las Vegas Bowl gets first pick, unless, obviously, mm-hmm. Big Money Bowl game. I'm going by guaranteed spots. So Vegas 1, Idaho 2, not in order, but I'm just mentioning them. Idaho 2nd, Mexico's the 3rd option, Hawaii 4, and then the Arizona Bowl's 5th. There is a backup spot in the Cactus Bowl, which could be interesting. Twofold, with the APR thing not in play for Pac-12 with 5 wins, because Cal, if they're getting 5 wins, they're in a decent chance to get a bowl game. But they're not allowing any teams with 5 wins, so there's a chance there. If the Big 12, say TCU, Oklahoma, do really good and maybe go to a playoff or a big money bowl game, that frees up a spot there at the bottom, because Texas sucks. You're not going to go to a bowl game until they – I'm just saying. I that's my big prediction at College Football News, like – who's my biggest disappointment? It's always Texas until they win 10 games. Something they haven't done since 2009, I might add you.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying. We're both aware. I'm just saying. That's why I'm not going to buy Texas until they get to maybe 9 wins. I'll say, okay, I think they're good again. But that's a possibility. It's not the Foster's Farm Bowl. What's it called now? Levi Stadium. Didn't it change names?
I don't know if you saw the thing that – I don't know if you saw the thing that Matt Hinton put out there. Apparently it's called the San Francisco Bowl now.
Just never mind the fact that
they play the game in Santa Clara.
That stadium I was nearby recently. It's pretty nice. Looks good. It shares the parking lot with Great America.
I hear it's terrible.
The stadium itself?
Yes.
Or Great America?
No, I love Great America.
Oh, so do I.
I hear the Levi's Stadium is awful, though.
It looks fine. Like, I was on some high rides. It looks pretty good. But we know Pac-12 title game attendance hasn't been all that good.
Just be prepared to bring a, you know, a bill of 20s or wad of 20s for water.
Jeez. Also, if you're not following Matt Hinton on Twitter, you should, because even though he's not really writing college football anywhere, he does a lot of great college football stuff. Mm-hmm. Because he is the the only reason I he's the reason I stopped reading Dr. Saturday, because he's no longer there. It's been years, but he is a one man college football machine. Grantland, CBS, yeah. Dr. Saturday. I think he did Up Rocks for a minute, Saturday Down South, but give him a follow. He knows his stuff. He's great at it. So go whatever. Go follow him and see what he's up to right now. Matt R. Hinton on Twitter. That was a good plug for you, Matt. So yeah, the other Matts. So what's your bowl? I have my bowl projections here. Were you able to write out some bowl lineups?
No, I've been a little too lazy for that.
Fine. So I'll do this here. I'll go with Mike. Tell me if I'm correct or not correct.
Okay, let's do that.
So I'll make it easier. Shit, where's my bowl? Mine page two here. Hold on. Lovely. I'm doing so awesome. New Mexico Bowl. I have Wyoming versus Middle Tennessee State.
I could see that, because I mean we should probably mention that the tie-ins on the other end don't have much of an order too, do they?
No, I don't think so. This would be I'll do that really quick. Conference USA. Most of them don't nowadays. It's typically especially with the Group of Five, they just want the best matchup. Big 12, Big 10, they typically have mostly in order, but then you'll see ACC is like team 3, 4, 5, or 6, or Notre Dame. And so it's like there's a little order, typically the champion, maybe the first two bowl games. In the Mountain West, it's what typically been Vegas, Idaho, right?
Well, it's
there's no point in Sandia. That was usually the second spot before when that was around.
Yeah, there's Vegas at the top, then there's like the three bowls in the middle, and then the Arizona Bowl at the bottom.
And the Hawaii Bowl gets usually the second to worst, most desirable team, unless it's Hawaii, because they're there no matter what.
Yeah.
Outside of Fiesta Bowl or whatever. So, yeah, the other side just typically doesn't matter. So, I got Middle Tennessee State from CUSA playing Wyoming in the Gildan New Mexico Bowl December 15th, so... All right. Las Vegas Bowl. I'm going in date order as well, so that's why this may seem out of place. It's December 15th, 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. Then you got the Vegas Bowl. I have Fresno State versus Cal. Oh, wait. I gave away a little bit there. It's okay. We'll go back to it. You'll figure it out, folks. You're listening, right? We got your download already, don't we? Hopefully.
You're smart. You guys are smart.
If you heard every podcast before, you know what the deal is, mostly. Fresno State, Cal, which means Cal's probably going to be, what, 6-6, 7-5?
God, I hope they can get a better opponent than that.
I know, but the bowl game itself, I'm like... So who would you pick? Because you already mentioned you're going to have a big money bowl game like I do as well. So who would you be your Vegas Bowl pick from the conference? Because that's the easy one to go with.
So the Las Vegas Bowl takes the sixth team out of the Pac-12, if I'm looking at this correctly.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Assuming that they don't have a semifinal college football playoff team this year.
And
I kind of think, yeah. I kind of think that they will.
I do too. I kind of like Washington a bit for that, maybe.
But I'm just hoping they can get a team that won like 7 or 8 games rather than a 6-6 team. And I think in that case, you know, I would hope that, you know, a team like, for instance, Arizona could rebound, mm-hmm. and maybe, you know, maybe if they finish middle of the pack in the Pac-12 South, they're still a good enough opponent to be able to send to Vegas.
That would be fun because you could watch Jeff Tedford's defense shut down Khalil Tate.
That would be fun.
And, you know, there would be about 100 points in that game, too. Because I think Fresno's offense is going to be much better, and Arizona will put up points regardless.
But, yeah, so, I mean, if I'm just kind of throwing stuff out there and see what sticks, yeah, I would hope for, like, a 7 or 8-win team like Arizona.
For that to happen, you'd want only... Because Rose Bowl is the semifinal, correct?
I believe so, yes.
It doesn't help this year. You know why? Because...
No.
Well... Actually, maybe it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. No, that's good. That's a good thing, actually. Sorry, I was thinking the other way around. Because they're gonna. Because if the Rose Bowl was not a semifinal, they'd take Big Ten, Pac-12, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So even if a team got in the playoff, they'd still take that team from the conference because we want that matchup. So ideally, you'd want nobody in the playoff, so you'd have the better pecking order. Because if you get, say, semifinal team and at least one other team, that you're looking at team 7 or 8. And, or... Maybe, I know this is odd, not throw it out there, it's crazy, but it happened a couple years ago. Houston played San Diego State, there's a trade involved.
That's true.
Because Pac-12 didn't have enough teams. So you can, there's two ways to think of this. Arizona would be a great opponent, I would like that a lot, against whomever's there. Any team that in the top three, or even, say, Wyoming maybe, just saying, has a good mm-hmm. enough defense to make that game fun. For offense versus defense.
I would welcome any opportunity to bash another American team.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting to. So a matchup that could be the case, like You see the Ed Oliver Heisman, like, he's not winning the Heisman. Quit wasting money, Houston. You don't have the money to waste on a Heisman campaign. SI, quit putting Oliver number one, the best player in college football. He's not the best player in college football. He's really good. Maybe the first draft pick, but he's not the best player.
That's a hot take.
Is it really?
It might be.
San Diego State kind of shut him down a couple years ago, right?
A little bit.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying he... We're not going to get into who the best player is, but... Well, Heisman, I don't care about the Heisman. He's not going to Heisman, but... I'm just gonna say he's not the best player in college football. Just saying.
All right.
So, other option would be some American team, like, say, can we please get Boise versus UCF somehow in this game? what do I have to make that happen, Matt? Get UCF in this matchup versus Boise State.
That's a very good question. I think both of those teams have to lose multiple games.
What was Houston's record that year? Were they 10-2?
Or
did they win the conference that year?
I don't think they did. No, I think they were like 9-3 when they got embarrassed by San Diego State.
After that first quarter, after the first 18 minutes.
It was the year after they went to the Sugar Bowl and won it.
Yeah, I know that was the case. Yeah, they won 34-10. Yeah, it's December 2016. Let me take a quick look really quick. As we are, they were 9-3 headed into that game, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or they finished 9-3. I don't know how that works out in here. But yeah, it had to be a multiple loss team. Where, I don't know, it'd be fun. Like, here's the thing, there should be an American Mountain West Bowl game somewhere.
They're scared.
There's also, like, Craig Thompson mentioned to me today, he wants bowls in the West Coast, which I get, but they used to have the Armed Forces Bowl. They used to be part of the Liberty Bowl, which was, like, I think CUSA 1 versus Mountain West 1, which is always a pretty good matchup. Give us, like, the new Dallas Bowl or something, right in the middle.
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, let's move on, though. Idaho Potato Bowl. I have San Diego State versus Buffalo. Mac, Mountain West.
The Aztecs would hate that.
I know they would.
Like, I feel like, you know, there's one team that seems to get a raw deal every single year.
Who was it?
With these bowl matchups.
Well, who was it last year?
Oh, last year. Now I'm trying to think. Because I know 2 years ago it was Air Force getting a raw deal, getting sent to the Arizona Bowl. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm trying to think.
I'll look it up real quick. So you don't like that matchup at all?
I'm not saying I don't like the matchup. I think Buffalo is going to be a pretty interesting team to watch this year because they've got some playmakers on their offense. But I'm saying, like, if San Diego State's ending up in Boise after, like, a 9 or 10 win year, that's going to be a huge bummer. Like, at least send them someplace like Hawaii at that point.
Sure. Last year, San Diego State got to go to play Army in the Armed Forces Bowl. I guess if we were to pick a team last year, I guess it would be CSU, but they only won seven games.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, maybe not last year. It just seems like most years is at least
one team. The Air Force one really stands, or the Nevada CSU game the year before.
Yeah.
The bowl game. So there's been a couple. So that's I know Aztec fans would hate it. Maybe Hawaii, but I have Utah State going to Hawaii to play Southern Miss.
I would probably flip those two then.
Okay. That's fair.
Although then you would run into the problem of sending the Aggies twice to the blue turf in like a month.
There's that too as well. True. Also, should be noted, Hawaii bowl game is on December 22nd, not Christmas Eve anymore. So you can.
That's a bummer.
So you can't avoid your family Christmas Eve.
But you can't avoid your family on the 22nd.
Of course you can. That yeah, upside. That's a late-ish kick, 7:30 Pacific there. What, 5:30 Hawaii? Yeah. Then with the Cactus Bowl as an option. And so I'm predicting CSU versus Oregon in that game.
That would be an interesting matchup.
That would be. That means the Big 12 would not have a team in there. Either they get two teams in the Big Money Bowl game, or
they're not gonna do that.
Here's why they would. The Sugar Bowl is now officially Big 12. They're doing what the Rose Bowl is doing. No matter what, it's Pac 12 Big 10. Sugar Bowl is no matter what Big 12 SEC. So let's just say Oklahoma or TCU are good enough to get to the playoff. The next team below is going to go to that Sugar Bowl spot no matter what.
I guess that makes
That's
sense.
Why a Mountain West team or a Group of Five team will never go to the Sugar Bowl and never go to the Rose Bowl again. Because they want the game.
It's fine. Let them have
it. I know. But I'm just saying why that Big 12 is more likely to not be there. But that'd be a fun matchup. And then the Arizona Bowl, I have it's a Mountain West versus Sun Belt. This year, CUSA is involved occasionally, or New Mexico State as a backup. I have Nevada versus New Mexico State.
That would be a fun matchup.
That would be. A few people questioned my saying there's not enough Sun Belt teams. I'm like, well, prove me wrong. I could. These are just projections. I'm no expert. I'm just saying that's what I'm thinking. But that would be fun. There'd be New Mexico State, like Pro Football Focus mentioned, they have like a really good defense coming back, and so we'll see that 3-0 Wyoming Mexico State game next week, I guess, if that's the case. And then I have the Fiesta Bowl, Boise State. Spoiler, they're one of the conference folks. Versus Wisconsin.
All right.
That means I'm probably having three Big Ten teams. I didn't think this through enough that make a big money bowl game. Or there's no playoff team for the Big Ten because Ohio State just flames out because of Urban Meyer stuff.
Oh, God, I hope so.
That's why it gets weirder and weirder every day. So
I don't want to see another Big Ten team get pants in the playoff.
Who was it before?
It was Michigan State getting like 40, embarrassed by Alabama.
Like 45-10 or something?
Yeah, it was like that. It was really horrible to watch. Okay, first of all, you're going to have to flip Fresno State and Boise State because I think they're going to the Fiesta Bowl.
That's fine. That's okay.
I think this is finally the year.
I hope so.
And I'm not ready to be hurt again. But, you know, so I would put Fresno in the Fiesta. I put Boise in the Las Vegas Bowl. Okay. And then, I don't know, I feel like I would find some room for UNLV somewhere.
It's hard. That's the problem. I have six, seven bowl games here. I guess that Foster's Farms Bowl would get in there. It's just, I don't know where. If they're bowl eligible, that what would really help them out is getting 7 wins, if that's on the table, because 7 wins... puts them, because now they made the rule where there's like 6-6 Illinois or 6-6 Syracuse gets in over like a 9-win. Like La Tech, didn't Louisiana Tech get left out of the bowl game with like 10 wins a couple years ago? Because they kept trying to get a better matchup before Dykes took off to Cal.
Yeah, I think
something like that happened. So where could you put, I know there's a million bowl games, but where would you put UNLV? Like would they, that San Francisco Bulls, they're sort of a tie-in with the Mountain West, not really.
I mean, I think that you would. I think I'd probably put them in the Arizona Bowl.
Over Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in my scenario, it's probably Nevada and Wyoming that get left out.
Interesting. Two teams left out? I'm only leaving out one team.
Well, I'm assuming there's 6 bowl games, right?
I have 7.
Yeah, well, I have 6.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. No Cactus Bowl then?
Well, no, I have the Cactus Bowl. Vegas, Idaho, New Mexico, Hawaii, Arizona, Cactus.
And a big money bowl game too, right? That's 7.
So then, okay, so then disregard what I just said and just say Wyoming gets shut out.
Wow, Wyoming gets shut out. Ooh, man, with that defense?
Sadly, yeah.
Dang. All right, that's fair. I'm just looking around, see what you're up to. So let me look at real quick. I pulled up CBS's just because they're the first one that came to my mind. They have Boise State, Stanford in the Fiesta Bowl.
That would be a game I would watch. That would be appointment viewing, I think.
More, you think so? Why do you think that? Would that be a better matchup than Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
Would Jonathan Taylor versus...
Stanford would be super fun to watch.
We'll get to see him when they
play. I mean, I'm already looking forward to them playing San Diego State in September. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, if the offense comes together the way that I think a lot of Cardinal fans can't, you know, think it can, you know, you combine that, you know, the recent history of, you know, being able to run the football, especially with a player like Bryce Love, with a defense that's always pretty solid, at least, you know, going up against Boise State, that's like, you know, a defensive battle waiting to happen, I think.
All right. Here's a couple what CBS has as well. They like your pick with the UNLV and the Arizona Bowl versus New Mexico State.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just super high in Nevada. That's the problem I'm thinking here. Why I have too many teams? Marshall versus Wyoming in the Hawaii Bowl. They have Buffalo, okay. Utah State in the Potato Bowl. Then they have Fresno versus Colorado in the Vegas Bowl. What are your thoughts on that one? Ralphie?
I mean, I don't think Colorado's going to make a bowl.
Neither do I.
So I don't know where that's coming from.
And then they have, Aztec fans would hate this, North Texas in the New Mexico Bowl.
That North Texas team is really
it
fun
will
to
be,
watch,
but
though.
They service
that would be you know a very big contrast to styles where you got the Aztecs defense versus that mean green offense.
It would be interesting. Like I realize it'd be good, but most fans are like, what, really, North Texas? Who are they? Are they in the Sun Belt still? Are they Division I AA? So, and then really quick, Cactus Bowl, they have Iowa State versus Cal. Oh, they do have Nevada. Sorry. Ooh, here's what they do. They have, okay, I did find Nevada here. Wake Forest versus Nevada in the Quick Lane Bowl, taking a Big Ten spot.
Interesting.
So, Reno to Detroit.
That would be interesting.
Wake Forest, it's, I'm not going to complain.
Wait, don't sleep on Wake Forest. They might surprise you this year.
With their 7-5 victory wins.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, they're probably not going to be competing for the the ACC title or anything like that. But, you know, Dave Clawson's got a history of building programs. And if they win 8 or 9 games this year, that's a pretty good matchup for a Nevada team.
So they have, let me look, they have, oh, no, they don't have 8 teams. They only have 7. They have, they did a control F search. I put Mountain West, but 6 pull up, but there's a little asterisk. They have San Diego State, Fresno State, Utah State, Wyoming, UNLV, Boise State, and Nevada. So no Colorado State, it looks like.
They're sleeping.
Oh, no, no, sorry. I misspoke again. I need to read better. First Responder Bowl in Dallas.
Is that, that's not a real thing?
Yes, it is.
Is that what used to be the Heart of Dallas
Bowl?
Yes. Okay.
That's what it's called. So yes, they have CSU versus Southern Miss. That, what they're saying is, no, they don't like the Big Ten, or the Big Ten has too many good teams. Because they're going with, the reason that's the case, which is interesting, they only have, they have 3 Big Ten teams in Big Money Bowl games, that's why. They go with Ohio State in the playoff, and I'm pretty sure this is done before the Urban Meyer stuff, but still, who knows, they could still be good. Wisconsin and Penn State. So they do. So we're not up in the night. CBS says they have 8 bowl teams. Do I need to update my predictions and put an 8th bowl team in there to give them a spot?
Yeah, we can wait and see how things shake out.
I'll do that after week 0, because I'll do a bold projection every week, folks, whether you like it or not.
Let's wait and see whether Colorado State and Wyoming actually win in week 0 before we start changing things around.
I'm just saying, there will be an update after week 0, I'm telling you, as with my weekly quarterback rankings as well.
Sweet.
Just saying, when I get to see the new Wyoming quarterback, actually see who the CSU Rams are putting at quarterback, and Hawaii, there's going to be some changes. At least there'll be names in places there weren't before. Like, TBD is not all fun right to rank a quarterback position. So let me ask you this, because I didn't get to this with you before, as I'm trying not to hog the airtime here. Who's your – you pick Fresno for the Big Money Bowl game. What would your matchup want to be, Fresno-Stanford? Or Fresno – or you just want to be there, just be invited finally and get a chance?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I could ask for at this point.
Side note, Sugar Bowl matchup, Georgia versus Texas.
Whatever. Texas is going to win like 7 games, and we're all going to be wondering why we ranked them in the preseason again.
So they will go, yes, they'll go 6-6, win their bowl game, like pretty good, like 31-14, where it's a comfortable win, and be 17th next year. Right?
It's totally
them in Tennessee, right?
Let's move on.
So let's go to, I didn't go to your prediction. So what's your Mountain West title game projection then?
Well, if you haven't put it together by now, I have Fresno State over Boise State.
We got to make it easy for the folks, Matt. Just tell them.
It's Fresno State over Boise State.
Okay. I am doing the opposite. Boise over Fresno State.
How excited are people going to be for a rematch?
If they are both as we project, here's the one thing. It's not back-to-back, which is helpful.
That's true.
That's a big deal. If they're both sitting at 11 and 12 wins in that title game, they're both going to be ranked, right? You'd imagine.
I would hope so, yeah.
It's because if Boise's 12-0, they're probably going to be 15-ish, I'd say, maybe a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fresno would be, they'd have the late loss to Boise State 3 weeks prior. So if they beat San Diego State, that helps. San Jose State, who cares? They should be ranked. I'm not sure if they will, though, at 11-1.
They better be ranked at 11-1.
They should be, because if UCLA, Minnesota do well, Toledo, they should be. I'm just going off what the rankers like to do.
Yeah.
Or the SID poll, whatever it's called. what are they going to ask about the season, the teams? We got more to talk about, folks. We're not done here. Let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout, because we're already at 49 minutes, Matt, and we're not done yet.
All right.
So we'll take a quick timeout and be back momentarily. All right, thank you for hanging with us during whatever commercial you played, or fast forward through, I don't care. You're listening still. Let's do, so you pick Fresno, Boise State. Where would that be hosting then? What would you say? At Boise? Your picks, you could already tell, right?
Well, yeah, it would be in Fresno.
in Fresno. If it's in Boise, would you go to that game, the title one?
Maybe. That would depend on what. That would be. That would depend on whether I could afford it.
Sure, you did get a new job, so maybe.
That's true.
There you go. All right. Anything else we need to discuss about the order of finish? Any what before we get to our kind of questions? Oh, let me get to this for real quick. Did you read the SI piece that people are clamoring about? That's so odd.
I have not.
So a piece written by Joan Neeson, who I know for about 2 seconds from other stuff she's done. I'm not sure where she's coming from on part of this. Because first off, the title, which, did you see the tweet I put out about in response to it? Dang, May, don't follow our Twitter account. What are you doing? Whatever. It's fine. I'll forgive you this one time.
I hope so. Jeez.
No, I'm totally messing with it. All right, so this year's UCF. These group of five schools can make noise in the playoff debates. First off, nobody's going to make the playoff from the group of five. Let's just start there. Correct?
That would be a miracle if they did, but I don't think so.
You are correct on that. So, the tweet I did, let me go through it, got mentioned quite a bit. So, did they know group of five teams during BCS and New Year's Six Bowl run, here's exactly what I put it, undefeated teams from G5 and also who won a BCS or New Year's Six Bowl game prior to UCF's 2017 run. Utah 04, Boise State 06, Utah 08, Boise 09, TCU 10. UCF 7 years later. It also should be noted that Utah 08 team, very close to being in the playoff. TCU 2010 team, where was it Frank Carter swatted down the 2-point conversion versus Wisconsin for the victory? Those teams were extremely close to sorry, I'm playing tweet. We're pretty close to playoff. UCF wasn't all that close.
No, and that's because they didn't play a real defense until November.
Did they, though? No, I'm kidding. There's a couple decent teams.
Let's not rehash that whole thing.
But my point is, the
national championship thing is still ridiculous. I only have a week left to point that out.
I fight anybody on Twitter, even though they're good buddies. I'm like, no, I don't care. Because I'll get the one argument like, Utah, their AG, attorney general, tried to sue. I'm like, that does nothing. Don't talk, does nothing.
S&P Plus, you know, they didn't face a top 40 defense until November, like literally.
And they almost lost those games. UCF game, right? USF game, right?
They almost lost the USF game, and their offense didn't look especially impressive against Auburn, even though they won. So as soon as they run into a real defense this year, the tune is going to change real quick.
Exactly. So my point being, first off, no team's going to make it this year. UCF. It's just a funny thing. Like, well, in one metric, by NCAA standards, I'm like, no, I'll make fun of UCF. I'll make fun of Alabama, who's claimed half a dozen national titles that don't exist. It's like, be proud of your undefeated season. Also, you missed Georgia Tech, which could have been a loss. Who knows? The option's weird, because weird stuff can happen when you go up against that team. But just celebrate. I know I made a T-shirt for Boise State fans. That's national champions. It's in jest. It's in fun. But come on. Here's the thing, too, that really kind of ticks me off about the article. Boise State, that's her first team she mentioned. She mentioned Boise, Fresno, San Diego State. Also, Florida Atlantic? Question mark?
You know what? Okay. If they could beat Oklahoma, anything's possible after that.
You think their schedule will hold? I guess they beat Oklahoma, but I guess if Houston nearly got it for that.
I think if Conference USA ends up being tougher than a lot of people expect it could be, then yeah.
Yeah, but will the people who vote really look at that closely?
No, probably not, because they never do.
That's my point. So, but here's the thing about Boise State, which is weird what she does. Let's see, the very end of schedule, though, leaves something to be desired. Does it?
Wait, Boise's schedule?
That's what she says here. I'll read exactly what it says. She says the team should be very, very good. The schedule, though, leaves something to be desired. Its non-conference slate opens with Troy. On the road, I might add you. Which has been good for a Power 5 upset every few years, but doesn't carry too much weight with the playoff committee. True, but they're going to win maybe 10 games, which does. And then UConn, okay, they're terrible. The Broncos do travel to Oklahoma State in Week 3, which will be the game that makes or breaks their playoff hopes. They could face four ranked teams this year.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State is 25th right now or something. Fresno, San Diego State could be ranked, should be ranked. And whoever they play in the title game, if they make it that far, Fresno, San Diego State probably will be ranked. And if Troy wins the Sun Belt, possibility, maybe BYU gets to does something a little bit better. 7 wins, maybe 6 wins. But bowl team, it's like, no, the schedule is tougher than they're giving credit for. Yeah, Florida Atlantic. Yeah, they play.
That argument doesn't make a lot of sense.
Is that why he thinks he's doing that? Right, saying that.
I have no idea.
It's just odd, and so I'm like, it's like Conference USA is not that tough, right?
No, I mean it is a little bit soft, especially near the bottom. I mean it has some good teams like North Texas. I think is going to be really good this year. You know, La Tech could be good this year, but overall, I don't really see where the argument's coming from.
Me neither. Let's see. Nothing. This is interesting too. Okay. She's completely weird on schedule stuff. This is referring to Aztecs really quick. If the Mountain West is as strong as it looks on paper, the Aztec schedule should help their case. Then how does it not help Boise State's case, who plays Fresno and San Diego State?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because she mentioned here, they play Boise State week 6, Fresno week 12. They also have Stanford, and they mentioned Arizona State, which, we'll see.
I mean, let's put it this way. UCF is facing, like, a bad North Carolina team, a bad
Pittsburgh
team.
Who lost after team for selling Jordans.
Yeah, exactly. Like, which, by the way, pay the players.
Exactly.
You know, and they do face off against Florida Atlantic, which will be kind of an interesting matchup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if FAU can, you know, make hay in non-conference play, then all of a sudden you're going to get people's attention. But, I mean, let's not pretend that UCF's non-conference slate is anything to, like, you know, gloat about. It's maybe not as abysmal as it was last year, but it could be. Like, you know, Boise's not playing any South Carolina States.
Nope.
You know, Troy could win 10 games. They could win the Sun Belt. You know, Oklahoma State's probably going to be a pretty good team. Yeah, I don't know where that argument is coming from.
And then there's this, Fresno State. I'll finish off with this. Win at Minnesota in week 2 and at UCLA in week 3, and the Bulldogs have something like, and this is, I'm not paraphrasing, somebody needs to edit this, something like smooth sailing until November when they get Boise and San Diego State back to back.
Come on. They're underselling the West Division first and foremost.
And Wyoming,
yeah.
And Toledo.
It's not good. Yeah, what about Toledo?
I know. It's like, man, it's.
Whatever. Sports Illustrated. They also had a kicker in their top 100 players in college football. Whatever.
That's true. I don't know. They need to have somebody who knows these leagues better. And then they also include Davey on the list. Whatever. You want to know something I'm going to call right now? I've already predicted this the opposite way. But no, excuse me. I'll wait until we get to our bold take section. I found a new bold take for next year. Let's get to it. All right. We already went to the title game participants and winner. Matt, dark horse team in the title game and winner. Excluding Boise, Fresno, or San Diego State.
Well, I'll give you the same two teams I did in March. Utah State over UNLV.
I made some changes. That's very good. I made changes. Everybody knows I love Nevada for quite a bit. I'm going Utah State over Nevada, though. I do have Nevada winning the West somehow as my dark horse. And Utah State, people have been telling me more and more I should pay attention, so I'm going to pay attention and say Aggies over the Wolfpack.
Well, they're on Facebook all the time this year. You have no excuse.
The home of Utah State Aggies, home of Facebook football.
Exactly.
Also, if that's in Logan, I'm taking the 90-minute drive, 2-hour drive to watch that game as well.
Nice.
Biggest disappointment of 2018. I would go first. Wyoming not bringing back the rainbow uniforms.
That's just kind of the biggest annual disappointment.
It's been 2 years, I believe, since they've had those teams. Or those... uniforms, correct?
At least once. Just bring them back one game.
Senior night, homecoming, come on.
Preferably a game we can all watch.
Yeah, true. So that means a road game? Not senior night?
Yeah.
Do it week 0 when everybody's watching, man. Come on. Right?
Yeah.
So what's your big pick there?
I had Wyoming. If only because... You know, as we alluded to earlier, I don't know if the offense is going to make enough ground, and I don't know if the defense, which I fully expect to be great again, is going to be able to carry them week to week. I feel like, you know, this year is going to end up a lot like last year, where there's still going to be some growing pains on offense, and that's really going to hold them back.
Interesting.
Not to say that they're going to be a bad team, but I don't think they're going to be the contender that a lot of other people think they will be.
I don't think they'll be contender, but they'll be better than last year, I think. As for our staff, we had 11 responses. It's kind of all over the board for biggest disappointment. Our title game was basically who we thought. Some combo of Boise, Fresno, San Diego State. Majority of people chose Boise State on that one. Dark Horse, a lot of Wyoming. They had Nevada in there. CSU over Nevada. Utah State defeating Nevada. Utah State, Nevada. So you had a couple of UNLV in there, so that's interesting. But as for biggest disappointment, you had Fresno State. You had two chose Nevada. Well, actually three with Nevada because I don't think Ty Gaines will be as good. Aztecs, two for UNLV, one for Utah State, and two for Wyoming. So it's kind of all over the board. And I can see all those teams. I don't think San Diego State will take a step back too much, or Fresno State for all for what it's worth. But all the other teams, I could see something that could consider a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So biggest surprise. What will be your biggest surprise this year?
Well, I guess it's worth repeating what I said earlier. I'm very high on Colorado State. And no. I think that they're going to finish with a better record at a minimum than they did last year. I think they're going to break that 7-6 streak that they've had going a few years.
So there's no more Mike Bobo Day?
No, I don't think so. Or at least they're going to reschedule Mike Bobo Day for 2019.
What will that be then?
It'll be in September.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. Early September. All right. Maybe Labor Day, perhaps, if it falls right.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going with Wyoming's offense will be significantly better without Josh Allen. This is like my last chance to talk about Josh Allen for real this time. I'm just saying, like, there's a couple things. It's a couple reasons why. It wasn't all on Josh Allen. I'm honestly saying that. It wasn't all on him. Not that he wasn't great last year, but because he wasn't all that good. He was hurt. But he lost all the talent in NFL, bringing in a whole new line, new running game. All those guys have another year of experience. Plus, to be honest, it's going to be harder to be worse than they were last year. And it doesn't really matter who's quarterback back there. Because when Nick Smith took over last year, wasn't all that great for those couple of games. He had like a good half against, I think, Air Force or something. But they're going to be better than people think. Not that they're going to be great, but they're not going to be as bad as last year, which will probably get them another win or two on the year.
That's fair.
And the biggest surprise, other people from our staff, Air Force, which probably means bowl game. Two Air Forces, a couple of CSU. Fresno exceeds win total from last year. Was that you, Matt?
No, that was not me.
Yeah, it was not you. No, you picked CSU. Mexico, okay. UNLV, and three for UNLV is the big winner for the biggest surprise, and one for Utah State, which was me. That was another big surprise. See, I'm doing multiple things here. I wrote in this last week, but I'm doing two things. In the actual article where I put Utah State will win 10 games, so I have two bold predictions.
All right.
All right, time for stupid predictions or stupid upset picks. These are fun. I will start. Nevada wins the Mountain West Conference.
Wait. How can you say that if you have Utah State over Nevada as your dark horse?
Stupid upset pick is beyond dark horse.
Okay, so we're having like three tiers?
Sure.
But, I mean, I don't know.
I'm saying dark
about that. I think dark we're pushing the limits of what a stupid prediction actually means. Here's my stupid prediction.
Wait, hold on. Dark horse is different than stupid upset pick. Dark horse is like a team you don't expect. Stupid's like, really? Come on. But I can back it up. They got all the three home games you mentioned. Fresno, Boise, San Diego State. Possibly. They could beat Hawaii. They could beat San Jose State. They could beat UNLV. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
That's why it's a stupid upset pick.
I think my stupid upset pick is that Fresno State ends up with the highest scoring offense in the conference this year.
That is. More than Nevada?
Yes.
Because I like Nevada's offense to be pretty good.
And just for the sake of comparison, the number one scoring offense in the league last year was Colorado State, and they averaged 33 points per game.
Scoring. Sorry, they meant total. I thought you said yards.
No, scoring offense.
I will say Nevada has the most yards in offense.
All right.
Even if they don't win the conference, it does have to be exclusive to each other. All right, here's some interesting stuff our staff picked on this. Boise loses twice in the Mountain West Conference. Possible. Okay. Very possible. Tyler Vanderwall makes second team All Mountain West at quarterback for Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Here's me, Nevada wins the Mountain West Conference. I know this is Rosh, so I'm going to call him out for it. Boise State wins New Year's Six game and demands and gets an even larger slice of TV revenue from the Mountain West. Kudos for that. San Jose State gets to 500.
Wow.
See, that's more bold than me saying Nevada's going to the conference. I would give Nevada better odds to do that than San Jose State.
if that offense comes together now.
Just saying. Oh, we have two San Jose State fans here. Somebody says they make a bowl game.
Wow, that's even bolder.
It's about the same. Almost.
Or rather, I should say that's even more stupid.
I don't have names attached to these. I just knew Raj because of the Boise one.
No.
New Mexico, these are good. These are fine. New Mexico reaches the bowl game. That's pretty bold. Eight teams get to bowl eligibility. Well, if you listen to us at CBS, that may not be so bold.
That one's probably mine.
It is. That's still pretty bold, though. Eight teams. Wyoming finds a replacement for Josh Allen.
All right.
Armani Rogers, first team all conference. I wonder if that's Keith there.
All right.
New Mexico wins five games. So is that good or bad for bold, stupid things?
There's a wide range of stupid predictions there.
You know how stupid
I like it.
You want to know how stupid I am? I put this question in twice. So we have more answers here. I apologize. This makes it fun. Maybe this is on purpose. No, it was not, but it makes it more hilarious. Only one of Fresno State and San Diego State finished top two in the West.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's good. Air Force wins the Mountain Division.
Huh.
I like that response. Utah State, Nevada, and Fresno State fans melt down on Twitter as their teams don't reach lofty expectations.
I can see that, yeah.
I would say Utah State would be number one on the list for compared to any other team. Like, how, Matt, like, speaking of Fresno State, you expect or you predict them to go to a big money bowl game. If they don't, I know you're different than probably other fans. You're probably disappointed a bit, but it's not going to ruin your week or weekend, right?
Well, maybe. Okay. Never say never.
Let's just say this.
I mean, you weren't there in 2013.
That's what
I was sitting by myself watching the San Jose State game.
Let me rephrase. If it's not like a heartbreaking game like that. Like, let's just say they're 10-2 and they lose just to San Diego State and Boise State. So they're not in the title game, but they would go 10-2.
But I think that's the minimum expectation of this team is to get to double-digit wins again.
Is that too high, though?
No.
Okay. Just curious. Okay. All right. Three-way tie for conference champion. That's impossible. Thank you, whoever put that in. So that would be stupid, I guess. We have a winner. Stupidest pick. Sorry, whoever said that. I apologize, but that's impossible. So
that's funny, though.
That's a good one, though. That is quite stupid because it can't happen. Oh, Matt, do I need to earmuff you, Matt, here? Fresno State does not reach a bowl game.
Wow. Okay. I got to have a talk with whoever put that one in.
It could be one of our Aztec writers, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be. Ted, what are you doing?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I have no clue who it is. Maybe it's good I didn't ask for names on this, Matt. UNLV wins the West Division. That's pretty bold. Yours is here. CSU has the top scoring offense in the league. And then somebody's bold prediction is San Jose State wins only four games.
All right.
Oh, all right, it's getting fun. All right, biggest storylines for the year. What did you go with?
Well, I mean, I think if a team like Fresno State is able to make a run to the New Year's Day game, that's going to dominate headlines, especially around here.
Sure. So I haven't entered my name yet. I think I was a second person. Here was mine. I don't like my answer here now, but I'll go with it. The comparison between like Boise and UCF or Mountain West in the American Conference, especially if two or multiple teams are, especially Ed Oliver hype, and then what UCF did, even though I have a new coaching staff, their quarterback's back from last year, USF should be pretty good. There'll be a back and forth, I think. It may not be that big, maybe to us only, but if there's like 10-0 Fresno, 10-0 Boise, you know what I mean? Like all these teams that are zero losses, they're all jumbled between 18 and 25. I think that could be a pretty big storyline.
All right.
Or at least one for us on Twitter to point, have fun at American Conference. Because our good buddy Daniel Connolly was at Media Days in Rhode Island for the last clam bake ever. Because they're moving to Dallas next year.
Tragic.
You get good barbecue in Dallas. That's not bad.
That's true.
But clam, good clam. Side note, do you ever read Eater.com at all?
Occasionally, yes.
Did you see the lobster sandwich?
You know what? Personally, I'm not a huge fan of lobster.
Okay, that's fair. What this was, the picture made it look odd because they kept the shell on, but do you know what the KFC double down is?
I do.
Sorry, was that yes or no?
I do know what that is.
I figured you did. I kind of broke up. I didn't know if you said yup or nope. So basically, it's a sandwich or burger of some sort where it's fried lobster as like the outside of the bun.
That sounds luxurious.
It does. It sounds amazing.
That sounds like something you drop like $25 for at a football game.
$35 probably.
Yeah, probably.
The lobster, it's like, man, it's pricey. So that's why I brought that up. But I think it's a decent storyline. I don't think a playoff storyline will be in the mix. Even if UCF is like 5-0, I'm like, no, there's no chance.
Well, that's because their non-conference schedule is garbage, but continue.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Florida Atlantic, man. Hey, Trains of Property, they beat OU. They beat Florida Atlantic. Come on, they can beat OU, win the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
that'll be a thing, I guarantee it. That could be something by some dummies. All right, here's some other biggest storyline. Can Boise crack the playoff? Probably not, but who knows? They have more credibility than any other team to get there outside of what Houston did a couple years ago.
Well within the realm of possibility, yeah.
Because here's what it will take for that to happen. They need BYU to be really good, or at least win 8 games, which I don't see that happening. But Troy wins the Sun Belt. Oklahoma State maybe wins the Big 12 or gets top 3, which exceeds expectations. Hope Mountain West, like San Diego State, Fresno, do quite well, beating like UCLA, Minnesota, Stanford, those teams on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it will take, but it'll be interesting. Fresno State going defeated. Was that you? That wasn't you, Matt, was it?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so of these three teams of the Mountain West, who will win the conference? So between Fresno, Boise, San Diego State, that'll be a big storyline. Also, will any team make a New Year's Six bowl game? I think that's the – I'm not going to say it is the easy answer. No, it's not a lazy answer by any means, but it is the easiest answer is once we get to 10-0, 11-0, when those playoff rankings come out around Halloween, the jockeying for that position will probably be the biggest storyline because I expect somebody from the American – the champion from the American will be in the mix unless they have like 3 losses. And so maybe Northern Illinois, who could beat, I think they play Iowa State early on. I think they play Utah this year, I want to say. Or maybe BYU, I'm not sure. Maybe both. But that's going to be a big storyline if there's an undefeated team from any other Mountain West, CUS, you know, I mean, American, stuff like that. So not to say that's the easy, lazy answer it is, but it's also a good answer.
The American's not going to sniff the New Year's Day Bowl this year. Mark it down.
Boom. That is 1 hour, 11 minutes and 50 seconds there, folks.
Yes.
If you're wondering the timestamp, on August 18th, right? Is that today?
Yeah. No, it's August 19th.
Oh, geez. Uh-oh. Hey, 1 more day closer to football. Excellent. Oh, Fresno State will clinch a Group of 5 bowl bid. Can Boise State make a New Year's Six game? Can Boise run the table? Boise's State's march toward undefeated season and a spot in the New Year's Six bowl game. So a lot of New Year's Six stuff. All right. So if you have to pick a coach, man, who's going to be fired?
Bob Davey.
Bob Davey was, of the 11 responses we had, 10 of those. Do you want to take a guess at who the other coach was?
It wasn't Nick Rolovich, was it?
It was not.
I have no idea.
Tony Sanchez, UNLV.
Okay, you know what? I could see the argument for that.
Especially
if the Rebels were grass.
Well, he lost to Howard last year.
That's true.
I did to earlier, it's on the website, I labeled like hot seat rankings, but it's not really hot seat rankings, more coach rankings, but people like the hot seat topic. Mm-hmm. There's only 2 coaches I think that have the chance to get fired this year. Obviously, is Bob Davey. I'll stick with Halloween, even though guys like Rick Wright from the Albuquerque Journal, or maybe formerly of, I'm not sure if he's done there yet or retired. But
yeah, he's retired.
Oh, yeah, okay. I saw something he wrote recently. Maybe he's doing finishing, whatever stuff's up for him. He's done with him, essentially. He tells me no because he likes what Calvin McGee's doing on offense. I'm like, okay, maybe. The other one is Utah State, Matt Wells.
I think those arguments are based on whether they take a step forward or a step back.
That's my point. With Utah State, Matt Wells, they missed a bowl. It's like if they go 4-8 because it's two missed bowl games in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have good expectations. They're supposed to have a good running game. And there's a lot of chatter wanting him gone 2 years ago.
That's true.
And so if they're 5-7, 4-8, I could see him being gone end of the year.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah.
So, all right, so, Matt, what game are you looking to forward the most?
You mean besides the obvious one?
Do what you want. I listed like 6 here, apparently.
I mean, I think they're all pretty good matchups.
So if you had to pick one game to go to, I'll let you pick a Fresno and a non-Fresno game.
Okay, well, the obvious one for Fresno would be the Milk Can Battle in Boise.
Okay. Revenge, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I think the non-Fresno State game, now I gotta think. I think it would be really interesting. I mean, I could throw a few things out there. I think it would be really fascinating to see Washington State travel to Wyoming. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really interesting to see, you know, some of these really early tests in non-conference play, like UNLV at USC in week one, or Utah State at Michigan State in week one. Obviously San Diego State at Stanford. A lot of really good road games in the first couple of weeks. I would also take your pick of Colorado State games too. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how that unfolds.
What, like non-conference, or what's CSU game you're referring to? Arkansas?
You know, something like that, or something like the Border War hosting Wyoming.
All right, so here's what I rattled off a bunch here, and so. Oh, shit, I have too many tabs open at the moment. Here's an underrated game I picked because I think it will be interesting because of what could happen. Air Force at Florida Atlantic.
I can get behind that.
Because FAU, they have Charlie Weiss Jr. there, so make your jokes with that. As the OC, Air Force, like Florida Atlantic doesn't play that type of team ever. And they're going to be coming off a week after, I believe they played Oklahoma the week before. This game's like sandwiched around Oklahoma and UCF in some order. I don't have it in front of me, but.
It's the week after Oklahoma.
Week after Oklahoma. Okay. So, on the road too. So it's in Norman. They come back home. It's just a way different type of option, type of offense, I should say. I do like Washington State at Wyoming, partly because people still have the mystique that Mike Leach's offense is a good offensive coach. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And so when Wyoming shuts them down to like 185 passing yards and wins 10-6, people are going to take notice. And so
that's asking a lot.
I'm just saying, but I don't think their offense will be as good as it has been in years past. Like, look at last year. I know Boise State's defense. That's on par with what Wyoming has. They're about the same. For three quarters, yeah, that game had 40 points. It went to, like, triple overtime, I believe, or double overtime. And then it was, like, there wasn't an offensive touchdown until, like, the late third quarter in that game, if I recall. Maybe fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's defensive that shovel pass, which will live in infamy, in my opinion, for Montel Cozart for that game. But that's going to be an interesting one. I like, obviously, Stanford, San Diego State. Boise at Oklahoma State. So there's some decent games, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I put this on our list for people to comment about? Here's what I put for games people look forward to the most. Fresno, Nevada, Boise, Wyoming, Stanford, San Diego State, Boise State, Stanford, Boise, San Diego State part one and part two. So, okay. Title game, obviously. Okay. Arizona, San Diego State. That's an interesting one, right?
Yeah. Well, Arizona State, rather.
That's what I said, right?
I think you said Arizona.
Oh, sorry. Arizona State with Herm Edwards, who doesn't know how to recruit.
CEO, Herm Edwards.
So you mean the Mac Brown head coach, but not as good?
Exactly, yeah.
Fresno, Boise, Boise, Wyoming. Fresno, Boise, Wyoming, CSU. Nevada, UNLV twice. The Cannon.
All right.
We've already talked about predictions. I know I listed bold prediction, but I think we've already gone through all these predictions.
I think you're right.
You don't want another tier, do you?
No, I think we're all set.
Let me ask you this. I did do a coaching ranking. Was Rocky Long the correct call for number one of the conference?
No, because I think you kind of have to give it to Brian Harsin until further notice.
I was debating on that, and I should have changed it, but it's already in ink or print, digital ink, so I'm not going to. Because I'm like, well, look what he's done since he's been in the league. Yeah, they split the conference, or they've each won a couple conference titles, a couple to three division titles. But Harsin's won three more games, and that Fiesta Bowl is big. So maybe I made an error on that part, but
they're basically 1-1A.
Yeah, but I guess here's why I could say maybe a bit better. But look, if I want to go back to New Mexico days, he actually did some pretty good stuff there. So maybe I'll cheat and say that. But then again, Harsin won a conference title at Arkansas State, so it's close. But here's what I have. If you haven't read it, I have Tedford third. Is that appropriate, Matt?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, Craig Bowl 4.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Calhoun 5.
Yeah, that works.
You think that's better? He's higher, more deserved than Matt Wells?
I think at this point, yeah.
Okay, all right. Then Matt Wells 6, Mike Bobo 7, because you got Mike Bobo Day, and he has I think one victory against a combined Colorado, Wyoming, and Boise State, and bowl games, I believe. So there's that, and then Tony Sanchez, Jay Norvell, Nick Rolovich, and then Bob Davey and Brent Brennan.
I would probably swap Bobo and Wells at 6 and 7.
You think so?
I think so.
I can see that. Okay, that's fair. That's a fair argument.
Because, I mean, Colorado State may not have won any rivalry games recently, but, you know, at least they've won some close games recently.
And bowl games, too, right? And they...
No, actually, they haven't.
No, they haven't. No, never mind. Utah State lost to Mexico State, and then Bobo, yeah. So, I guess that's a close one. I guess the edge should be to Bobo because he's been to three straight bowl games.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it comes down to. So maybe if they haven't quite met expectations, you know, at least they haven't, you know, hit any kind of rock bottom or had those kind of close game struggles, you know, in the same way that Utah State has had in general the last couple of years.
True. Okay. Is there any other things we have not discussed? We've talked about a lot.
I think we've exhausted pretty much everything.
And I'm trying to think of anything. Apparently, fake Matt Mummy on Twitter real quick, because we're doing our fantasy... real quick, heads up. We're going to make a second fantasy football league. One already filled up that's drafted tonight. The reason I bring that up, fake Coach Mummy says it's going to be live streamed on ESPN+. Plus. That's news to me, so I need to figure something out for that. But we're going to make another league, so if you want to join over at Fantrax, I'll tweet it out. There's like only four spots available, because it's like a six-team league, because it's only Mountain West players, so if you want to get in that... check MWC Wire, because it's fun. It's interesting, and we make a few tweaks like dueling head-to-head, so you play two opponents every week. But only six teams, it makes it fun, right? Have you ever played that type of way before, Matt? Like two?
No, I haven't, actually.
Because I go to Fantrax, is pretty cool. Like, I'm not pubbing for them or their shit giving us any bucks for this, but it's super customizable. Majority of it's free, but you can, like, do a ton of stuff. They're one of the few college sites. Like, our good buddy, the guy I know, Matt, was it Mike? Oh, shoot, yeah, Mike Bainbridge. He does CFF fantasy stuff on Twitter. He's looking at Yahoo because Yahoo started doing it, but only Power 5, so that sucks.
That's like, what?
Yeah, they're only doing Power 5, but also he's going through. He's like, there's some ranking, like wide receiver ranking or something, where there's a guy who's like number two in the list, transferred from the school back in January, and it's like a recent write up from like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. Uh-huh. And so he's like, no, that's not going to fly with me. So, if you want to join Fantasy Football Fantrax with us, check out MWC Wire. By now, it might be too late. So, if you're not already following us, you better. So, I think we're done. So, really quick, in-season stuff. Here's our plan for in-season. And, Matt, I hope we're on the same page because I'm just bringing this on to you. But we usually are, I think.
Yeah.
Preview recap. We're going to do a week zero preview. I think every Wednesday is going to be our preview, correct?
Yeah, but I think so, yes.
I don't think there's any Thursday night games this year, because those make it kind of tricky. So we're going to go Thursday, probably early evening, I'm assuming, depending what your new job hours and my maybe new job hours could be for something I'm working on. And then Sunday, probably midday, right?
Yeah.
There could be bonus podcasts, but we're here. We made it. We are less than a week away from college football.
We told you you'd make it.
You trudged along. You followed us for 12 previews, bonus podcast, whatever you want. So, also real quick, check out our app, the SportsWire app on Android. Have you used it, Matt? Right? You have Overwatch, correct?
I do.
Overwatch Wire, which I didn't realize that was a thing, but it's cool. I need to pull up my Overwatch and play. But there's like it's all the NFL site. So, any NFL team, DraftWire, Touchdown Wire. If you are a glutton for punishment like Lonzo, there's Lonzo Wire. Just saying. You didn't know that? There is.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. There's the LeBron Wire. But yeah, Lonzo Wire, I'm like, really? They better be paying that guy some good bucks to cover the Lonzo family, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Ball family, whatever you want to call it. Just check it out. It's pretty cool. So do that. Head over to MWCWire.com. Yes, MWC Wire. We have just some deals. Like, we'll promote these more, but like, I don't have Pac-12 Network. Do you have Pac-12 Network, Matt?
I do not.
So we have some cool deals. If you want to check that out for like Fubo and Sling. So if you want to do a week trial when there's those is it UNLV USC on Pac-12 Network? I believe.
I think so. Yeah.
There's a couple Pac-12 or Big Ten games you may not be able to get. So look out for that. We will promote that to help you guys out. Just do the week trial. Cancel still helps us out. That's pretty cool. There's a few other things there as well, but. Yeah, that's it. We are done. Our big preview. Tell us what we did wrong. What was awesome. Again, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk, right? All the usual suspects for podcast. And we made it. And next time we talk to you, it'll be game week.